used to be top secret like the Shaolin Temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching the end angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with moat for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my mass destruct missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new pistol. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full facial blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped and choked. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man. A grown man.
What's up, telepath and telekinetic? This your boy, T.Y. Mobile, reading your mind, bringing you another episode of The Direct Edition, where you get the latest news and opinion on comic books, video games, anime, and related movies. This month is Women's Month, so we're bringing a little something special for the ladies. Again, I know we tried one on Valentine's Day. And we got a roundtable discussion going on. We got Dirty C. Jeezy in the house.
I've wined and dined with kings and queens, and I've slept in alleys and munched on pork and beans. I've done it all, Jack.
Yeah!
We got Mad Wicked.
You would be amazed at the freaks in downtown Wonderland.
And Master Jushin.
Snorting crack with the fucking snorks.
I didn't know the snorks.
What the fuck?
Next time you take a bath, there's going to be a bunch of snorks in there waiting for your ass. Get that shit, Master
Jushin. Fucking high as hell.
But let's take a look at the ladies in Marvel first off. The ladies in Marvel, who are we going to start off with first? Who came a long way? I say
who's come along, who's been around, been out, then came back strong. I definitely have to say Spider-Woman, Carol Elektra, Danvers. Carol Danvers.
Carol Danvers.
A lot.
That's what you've been saying. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Denver, same thing.
Yeah. She-Hulk.
Yes, She-Hulk.
The Savage She-Hulk, as she started out with.
Ilyana Rasputin.
Magic came back. Been dead. Demon World got a sword.
Hasn't everybody been dead and came back?
Speaking of which, Jean Grey.
Jean Grey.
I'm going to talk about the evolution of one character I love. She's still sexy as hell to me. Me being the X-Men expert that I am. Aurora Monroe.
Yes. Storm. Preach. Church. Tabernacle.
Yes. Speak to it.
When she came out, you know, my girl was, first of all, in scantily clad leather with them high boots with her sexy self and that white hair just flowing all over and just wanting it. I mean, and the evolution of her in the 70s, you know, she was like a teen person, you know, she seemed to be like the calm person. She kind of, you know, settled down fights, you know, was kind of very rational, if you will.
You don't think they made her the den mother too fast or anything like that?
I think they were going with the times, yeah. You know, with, you know, women's role were not predominantly looked as leaders, uh-huh, and whatnot. And now fast forward 10 or 15 years.
Also with her power, she had to be.
Yeah, she wound up taking over control of the X-Men, in my personal opinion.
And the Morlocks.
And was one of the baddest bitches around. I mean, she lost her powers, and guess what? Still was the leader of the X-Men.
There you go.
And pulled off the sexiest mohawk ever.
Then they created a back history from it. They all of a sudden
just
there was
threw
a,
it up
a
there.
Series written by Eric Jerome Dickey. You know who's a female who writes.
And how did this come about? Well, because Reginald Hudlin became the writer of Black Panther.
Well, that too. Reginald Hudlin, who was at the time the president of BET.
Newly appointed
president of BET. He figured all of his black characters should be together for whatever reason. And he decided, I guess he petitioned Storm and Black Panther should get married. I didn't have a problem with that per se, but the way they went about it, they created the whole back history between the two people. I think it took away more from Storm than it did from Black Panther.
I agree with that, no doubt. I think she's a stronger character. I mean, not a stronger character than Black Panther, but she's right.
They're
up
both
there
very
with,
strong.
Yeah, I mean, you got two alpha people, you know, being on the same side. You know, that's two strong characters and whatnot. And contrary to popular belief, we love strong characters here at the direct edition.
So they toss you around.
Yeah, just make you do what they want you to do.
You know I like them sexy.
Yeah, I need a beating. I need some security. I need a spanking.
So Storm's one of them. Who else we got? Black Widow.
Why we gotta go with her? Can we wait until later on her?
Why you wanna wait on what's wrong with
her? She, Black Widow was not. Well, oh, you can go ahead and talk about her. Go ahead. I'm just gonna
say something. She did something to you. You okay?
She stung me.
And you know, with Black Widow, even with her, she turned out, you know, in the beginning, she was a KGB agent and, you know, who was kind of forced into being a super heroine and, you know, wound up being on a lot of teams like the Avengers multiples of times. She was on Champions.
Wasn't she supposed to be a spy?
Yeah, she's a spy and espionage spy. And, you know, and then she was a technological, you know, industrial spy, if you will.
And then ended up fucking Daredevil.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to her role, seeing exactly how they're going to evolve her in the new Iron Man 2 movie.
There you go. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Playing Black Widow, can't do too bad with that.
No, that's going to be aesthetically pleasing to the eyes.
Indeed, indeed.
You know, and going with another one there, T1 Mobile. You know, looking at Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Jean Grey.
I mean, been dead.
The bitch that just don't die.
She just don't. I mean, just stop killing her off, man. I mean, she started out as, you know, kind of a, you know.
It's lost her appeal. It lost the effect after she died the fourth time.
Yeah, you know, after the fourth time, she kind of lost her appeal. But, you know, in the evolution of her character, though, you know, from her beginnings, you know, where she was a teammate and, you know, love interest, she almost seemed to be kind of very weak.
Yeah,
to say
it's true. I honestly don't think that she evolved that much. Well, I mean, she's from when she first came on, she's always played the support character role, second to Cyclops.
Storm.
But then in X-Men 101, when she became Phoenix, that threw a monkey wrench in the whole thing. You know, I mean, you know, supposedly, and then she died, and then she came back. And when she came back, she was more of a leader-like role, too. When she came back and got back, I think it was in the 200s that she had come back. And, you know, when they separated the blue and the yellow,
blue and gold team.
The blue and gold team. Yeah, she was, I think, the leader of one of them.
No, she was support. Cyclops was blue, Storm is leader of the gold team.
That's right.
And she was on gold team.
It seemed like she never got away from that Phoenix thing. It seemed like the only way they can portray her as a strong character is with the Phoenix Force.
Right, I agree with that.
They say whenever she didn't have
And that's a misconception because she is one of the most powerful telepaths and telekinetics on the planet without
every
that.
Every time that the Phoenix Force left her, she fell back into that support character role. When the Phoenix Force was with her, everybody was afraid the bitch was going to go crazy.
Right. That's somebody you didn't want to piss off or not satisfy.
And speaking of an X-Woman you don't want to piss off, I remember one defining moment.
Yes.
In X-Men history.
Yes.
A particular wedding.
Oh, boy.
A summer's wedding.
My girl,
a summer's wedding.
Yeah.
Polaris.
Oh, went slap all dog.
She went damn near crazy.
Damn near, that bitch went crazy, okay?
She was crazy.
She went crazy. And it's always been this back and forth thing with Polaris. She's the daughter of Magneto. She's not the daughter of Magneto. She is the daughter of Magneto, whatever and whatnot. You know, and they never focus on her. And then they fuck it up even more when they tried to, what was that storyline with Peter Milligan? What did Lorna saw?
See, it's another story where you were talking about rushed story plans because it was Alex Summers just came back from Mutant X storyline, where he was in another reality, where he became a hero. You know, he had stepped out of his brother's shadow. He became his own leader in his own right.
I remember that.
And he came back, and he was nursed back to health by this nurse on the team. And then it made it seem like, oh, he fell in love with this nurse while he was being nursed back to health. And then as soon as, you know, he's back on his feet, Lorna's there. And they're trying to say, oh, no, he doesn't love Lorna anymore. He's in love with the nurse.
I thought that was after X-Factor.
Yeah, because when he supposedly had died in X Factor, he went over to the
Mutant X. That's right. That's when he went to Mutant X. That's right.
And then once he came back, supposedly this nurse had been taking care of him for the longest time. He was the one that he actually fell in love with her. But when Lorna came back into the picture, oh no, he's in love with Lorna. So he was supposed to marry Lorna.
She set up a rush wedding, and it was a great fucking story.
That was the wrong damn time to say, I don't think this is a good idea.
And then you know what's so bad? 3 years later, they wound up together.
It wasn't even 3 years later.
And now they're on the Star Jammers.
It wasn't even 3 years later. It was about 4 months later. They were they started the because they were doing a Deadly Genesis at the same time or right after that, and then in.
You know what? Before that, and even remember when they tried to turn her into a Horseman of Apocalypse.
That's what happened. It was Deadly Genesis, and they were turning. They were bringing back Apocalypse,
yeah.
And they brought her back, and they turned her into a Horseman of Apocalypse. And she was like, "No, I don't want to be a Horseman." But then she's also like, "I don't know. I'm scared of what I saw in space. It was fucking dope."
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. Yeah. I mean, I gotta agree with that. But then when they did the rise and fall of the Shi'ar Empire, she was one of the ones that went out with them.
Went right back out there.
And I'm gonna tell you what, they put her in that green outfit with that Corinthian helmet, and she started laying a smackdown on some of them aliens.
Candy asses. And what happened? Romance ensued yet again.
And yet, who's she with?
Alex Summers.
Havoc.
He's wrecking that shit, son.
Let me bring up one more character that I absolutely love and a lot of people find aesthetically pleasing to the eye. Psylocke.
Oh. Yes.
Wait. Are we talking about Asian assassin or British?
Man, I don't care about all that other crap. Listen, bro. When she came into X-Men and Jim Lee drew her with the Pikachu bathing suit, that's it right there. And if you look at that picture, and y'all know which one I'm talking about, because I'm sure a lot of people, you know, had a lot of good nights that night.
Cyclops was having images.
Even Cyclops went, damn. I mean,
damn sure did.
I would have too.
That motherfucker's got a thing with telepaths.
Yeah, I tell you what, bro, and I mean, she was very deadly.
Can you tell me what I'm thinking now?
To say the least, when she had that mind dagger, she'd be like
the psychic knife.
And
if you think about it, no other telekinetic started doing that until she did it first. Yep.
Good point.
Because then after that, you saw, I don't think Jean ever did it, but I remember Emma Frost.
And Cable started doing it a little bit,
Cable
I think.
Cable did it. He was focusing it through his
spear.
He was carrying that spear around for a minute. But she was the first one to come up with that, and then everyone else started copying
that. That mind blade or whatever. I'm going to tell you what, they did a great job with that mind dagger, I think it was called, or whatever.
Yeah.
And, but then when it got to the mind katana and stuff, I kind of didn't dig
when
that.
When it evolved?
Yeah, I kind of like, you know, the punch dagger thing. It kind of, you know, went in with
punch dagger was kind of fucking cool.
Yeah, I thought that was...
Well, you know what? Well, another...
The side blade, yes.
Yeah, the side blade, very good.
X-Woman that evolved for me. And, you know, everybody else may not agree, but, little Kitty Pryde.
She grew up on the damn team.
She damn sure did.
She was
the first Jubilee.
Yeah.
She was the first Jubilee.
She tamed the wild beast.
Little girl Jubilee. Keep going. All right, Kitty Pryde.
Okay, moving on.
The only thing that Kitty Pryde was cool about was because she took care of Lockheed. The coolest.
Hey man, I can honestly say, walking through fucking walls, I would be fucking doing all kinds of shit if I had that ability.
You know, they kind of upgraded her though, because it used to be just the point. You know, I'm walking through walls. Then she started taking motherfuckers in floors and everything. They kind of like.
And then she could walk, and she could actually move through the air like flying a little bit. You know, and she disrupted electronics. That shit was awesome. Yeah.
Don't forget, she was trained by Jeezy's favorite person, Wolverine.
Yeah, she became a ninja.
Skeet Daddy McNutsack.
Yeah. He don't like her for that.
Starting to think that guy's a pedophile.
Yeah, if you've ever noticed, Kitty Pryde, Jubilee.
Armor.
All these girls, you know, these little...
Underage
chicks wind up following Logan and being...
This guy drinks more fucking beers than anybody we know.
Yeah. Bound to happen one night.
Yeah, and he's the best one.
So they got a pinch for a little bit. I bet you he goes, don't worry. He goes, don't worry. It's not going to hurt. Snick.
Yeah. I just want to put a little bit of the claw in it, you know.
Just a tip.
And to even involve with, you know, two other X characters I'd like to touch base on, Rogue. You know, I love Rogue. Always been one of my favorite. Yeah, you know, she even led the X-Men for a little while. But you know what?
X-Men.
Yeah, but she didn't pull it off like Storm. She just didn't have it.
I hate that down on
you. And it's probably called being associated with that fucking douchebag Gambit.
My question is, Gambit. My question is, how far can you actually evolve if you don't gain control of your powers? I mean, she still can't touch people.
That's the thing that defined her, is that her powers. That's why they couldn't evolve her. Because, I mean,
But she led the X-Men.
She went through, I think, three stages.
And every time her powers went out, she became a slut.
One, her powers were out of control.
Good for her. I would have too. Shit, hell yeah. In like 30 years, I've been wanting and wanting. Fuck, let me anybody to come on over. Hey, bro, let's go, bro. Oh, gave me a, you're here. Oh, you'll do. Come
fucking
here.
Fucking popsicles
even if they
and
gave
shit.
Me a time limit, I got 10 minutes. Yeah, calling everybody. Yeah, come on. Come get this pussy. Come get this. I got 10 minutes, motherfucker.
The Dark Beast and Sugar Man from the Age of Apocalypse.
Magneto, and you know, I guess she likes older dudes, man.
Dazzler.
She did it with
Dazzler. Dazzler's background. No.
I love Dazzler, but the problem is they've just let Dazzler, you know, go off on her own, and they just like
they tried to make her an independent character, and it just don't work, man. I mean, she's better when she's with Longshot. Period.
Longshot,
and also back in the day, she was also great. It was because it was also the chemistry between her and Rogue, where they were like a fucking team. Those two, they were best friends on the team.
Were they?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, you find out something new. But the other character I was going to tell you about is not one even on the X-Men, but
thank
you
God.
You talk about an evolution, boy, Scarlet Witch. When that girl, I mean,
evil mutants,
and became an Avenger, then, you know,
and she
fucking
she
went crazy
was,
and warped
always,
the whole world.
She, when she first started off, she was always
more than once.
She was always following her brother, looking to him for the right thing to do.
Man, and then she went off and married a robot, man.
Hey, she hit,
pussy does strange things. I bet you that shit vibrated in a
pussy. Well, I don't know about all that, but you know, hey, all I'm saying is, I mean, she went from being. I guess he did put the what's happening on her.
Well, you're talking about a person who's changed, who's warped reality, the rules of reality. Not once, not twice, but like three fucking times, I think, right?
She believed herself into having two kids.
They're still actually running around now.
Oh, yeah, I missed out on that one.
They came back.
They're like, yeah, they're like on the Young Avengers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Speed and Wiccan.
Yeah. I mean,
the kid couldn't even come up with a better name than Speed.
All the good nicknames were taken.
I know, right? I would have called myself Quick or something.
No, every other woman I've been with calls me Quick. That's a joke. Sorry. But okay. you know, to get off the, you know, the mutant powers and stuff like that. One that, you know, I always found sexy as hell, you know, was Sue Storm.
They did. That's somebody else who they evolved. It was. You know, I remember it used to just be, you know, invisible. You can't see me.
She used to be the girl.
Yeah.
Then the shields. Then, you know, the whole projecting them.
Yeah.
Putting them fucking shits in people's body and expanding them. And
then for a time, she went by Malice, didn't she?
She was.
And then there was a time where she got like, she started wearing like bikini.
The slutty, the four was missing out of the freaking outfit. I was like, hell yeah!
And then what I thought was funny was, you know, with a little dose of reality for all of you out there who are married or got girlfriends, she started running Reed Richards. She started saying, "Hey Reed, I ain't putting up with this bullshit no more. You're gonna get out of the chemistry experiment. You gonna come over here."
And when he didn't, she called Namor over.
And then she called.
Okay.
Guess what? And little Franklin still went around like, "Why am I calling him Uncle Namor?" You wonder why.
Fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a big time Namor fan. Ever since back in the days, and I used to love the fact that he used to tap that shit and then look at Reed Richards straight in his fucking eyes like, "I'm the king, bitch. I'm gonna do nothing about it."
Because they call you fantastic.
I'm gonna do nothing about it.
I'm the king.
Imperious Rex.
And look, who else? I'm just gonna say this: who better than to sneak out the house than a woman who could turn invisible?
Okay. And Reed's dumbass just knocking on the. So you've been in there for hours. You everything okay?
Hey, I'm okay.
I'm gonna go back to my experiment.
Yeah.
Got the thing in there, fucking trying to act in her voice, fucking playing in her underwear.
What?
Where did that
fucking issue was this?
What? Oh God! So anyway, back. Let's refocus.
All right.
Because I know we've been talking about
a dark area. Let's go to.
There's two characters I got to bring up, man. I know one of them.
Please not Medusa.
Biggest line, and it just when she first mentioned it, it spread everywhere.
No, don't say
everywhere.
Her.
Everywhere.
Don't say her.
Face it, Tiger.
I wasn't going to go there.
Mary got to, man. Dude, she runs Spider-Man, cuz.
No, she doesn't, because he's not even married.
Man, that's just in this storyline. You know they're going to get back together.
Just going to say.
All I know is this. if Mary J. wasn't very happy, if I was Peter, I'd be like, Black Cat.
Yeah, I would have asked what I'm talking about.
You know, forget Mary J. Oh, really? Oh, okay, I got something for that.
Obviously, Black Cat wasn't doing
here, kitty, kitty, kitty,
right.
Kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, kitty,
I don't
kitty.
Understand what his fucking problem was.
He kept going back to Mary Jane through thick, thin, sandstorm, vulture.
She must have put the what's happening. That must have a cape on
it. It was the money she was making.
Man, no, but
she wasn't making no money.
She wasn't. Yeah, I was about to say, but I mean, Black Cat or Mary Jane? Well, that's not just too hard for me to say. I mean, I know when she found out he was Peter Parker, she like was disgusted. But then after a while, you know, she warmed up to Peter. He finally unmasked in front of her. She's like, "No, please put your mask back on because I love Spider-Man, not Peter Parker or whatever."
I'm gonna leave that to y'all because I'm not really a Spider-Man fan.
Yeah,
what the hell?
You
know,
what Peter Parker? Put the mask back on.
Oh, shit.
That's like when you go out, you know, and you think you took home the finest chick around, and then you wake up and you're drunk, and you find out she looked like a gummy McYuck-Yuck and tried to gnaw your own arm off to get the hell out of there so she wouldn't see you leaving. Oh. Oh. God.
We forget an Avenger. The Wasp.
No.
But
what? No one cares.
Nobody cares about the wasp. If it's red
Look,
wasp.
I'm just going to say this. No one could care about the fucking pussy that shrinks from your ass. No one cares.
What the It's just going. What are we doing? Hey,
obviously, Hank Pym cared enough.
Yeah, well,
he was trying to keep that shit from leaving.
Yeah, well, it's fucking.
Going over to who? Tony Stark. Tony Stark. Tony Stark.
I think Crystal of the Inhumans is a character that has evolved as well.
So anyway, back on.
I don't think any of the Inhumans
have done anything.
I mean, Medusa,
they tried to put her in the Fantastic Four, and that shit just didn't work. No,
I mean, she was dating Quicksilver. She has
married
Quicksilver. And it still didn't fly. She never stepped up from there.
She ended up
going right back into a supporting character.
For all of you guys out there who love strong women types, you know, She-Hulk, she says, yeah, I'm 500 pounds of muscle and big boobies, and I'm sexy as hell. And I'm gonna be promiscuous.
Sexy as all get out.
And I do anybody. She did Star Fox. She did the Juggernaut. Hawkeye. She threw Hawkeye around. She goes, I'll tell you how to play with a bow and arrow, baby. I'm here to tell you, boy, I like She. And she's open about it, too. She don't give a damn, dude.
I said, what about Elektra?
Man.
I know the movie was horrible.
Yeah, and so she ran around with a handkerchief on her head and a sigh.
But
okay,
Elektra started off as, who was it? Was it
Matt
Murdock? A laundromat owner? It was his daughter? When her father got killed?
I know her and Daredevil used to date or something in college or some bullshit.
She still took a side of the chest.
Thanks for the history lesson, Master Jushin.
Just saying.
That was wrong.
I'm just saying. If your craft, how you going to get taken out by your own weapon?
I guarantee at the end of it, she got the point. She got the point. Get it? Point? Sorry.
Carol Danvers.
But yeah, you know, like Elektra, whatever. I mean, you know, they keep bringing her back and whatnot. Oh, uh-oh. We got Dirty D.
Ms. Marvel.
I mean, Dastardly D, what do you got there for us, D?
Come on, man. Elektra is known for starting one of the most ridiculous storylines in the world.
Which is?
Daredevil's got HIV?
Secret Invasion. Because she was the first one to be killed. Oh, snap, she's a Skrull.
I think I want to blame that on Michael Bendis. I think he was the one.
I'm not touching that, bro.
Yeah,
you can talk about that if you want. While, you know, you get a guest spot right now, but we're going to bow out of this one.
She was a star, but I mean the evolution of her character.
Secret Invasion wasn't
that bad. Sucked.
I think it just sucked balls. It just got
terrible.
They didn't know where to take it after they realized.
Yeah, thank.
Oh, we could just bring everybody back.
Yeah,
they just let it get away from them.
I mean, the one that I thought was kind of cool was in the Secret Wars. Another character was Spider Woman that Mad Wicked had brought up. I liked it because she was a little different. You know, I thought she was pretty cool. She was on the Thunderbolts. She was
The Julia Carpenter one?
Yeah. She was on the Thunderbolts and some Sideways. Like West Coast Avengers or something like that.
Spider-Woman was West also Coast Avengers.
Yeah.
Spider-Woman was also a Skrull.
Yeah, that's another
one. Well, that's a different Spider-Woman.
Stupid. That was another ingenious invention by Brian Michael.
He's talking about the Cywebs ones from the West Coast Avengers. I know who he was talking about.
I mean, the black and white that was in the Iron Man Adventure.
Yes.
I got you.
Omega Flight?
No, Forceworks.
And Forceworks, I think she was in Omega Flight too there for a little while. The one that had Beta Ray Bill and her and U.S. Agent.
Right.
But it was Omega Flight.
The post.
Yeah.
But once Secret Invasion.
I think in general you've seen all these strong female characters, one, become more sexually active, which I personally appreciate.
Yeah.
You know, and they made them all sexy in their own special kind of way. And they all made, you know, instead of being like these, you know, characters who were more support, they made them more lead characters.
There you go. Well, except for Sue Storm.
No, Sue Storm, I'm telling you, was running the Fantastic Four for a while.
Well, the sexiness didn't sit well with Sue Storm because everyone saw her as a mother type character.
Right.
So that's why they went away from that. When they had the empty four right on the chest.
Uh-huh.
When they started doing that and she was walking around in the bikini cut.
Yeah.
Everyone saw her more as a mother type character. So they took her back to the
she's a MILF. That's all right. Admit it.
Yep.
The full clothing and everyone else.
She's a MILF.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Master Jushin, she's a MILF. Yes, no doubt.
I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
No doubt. She'd come in anytime. With a grilled cheese sandwich in her bed.
With invisible one, but you never need a condom. It's just invisible. Just wrap it on.
I mean, can you imagine? She got invisible. You can see it going in. Sorry.
You're taking that shit a little far, bro.
My bad. I mean, just... Never mind.
And coming from
Massachusetts, yeah, I know. Right? I've been far on this one a couple of times.
A couple.
But the evolution of the women characters, yes. Very.
What about Emma Frost?
You know, I love her to the fact that I don't like her being on the X-Men, though. But
she's a villain.
Yeah, she needs to be. I like her
she
being
needs to be
bad.
No.
Yes.
She's an X-Men. She's bad.
Yeah,
I know.
She fucked Cyclops.
When she did Cyclops, it basically... One of the greatest things I remember was when Scott's all dreaming that he's with, you know, Jean Grey or whatever, and it was Emma Frost putting in his mind that she looked like him or whatever. No. Oh, boy, she got my instant gratification. Oh, man, I loved her from
and to
that
make it,
point
and
on.
And to make another point, Cyclops didn't become an interesting character until he started sleeping with Emma Frost.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. She definitely evolved one of the lamest characters ever. Cyclops is terrible.
He couldn't get past, you know, he leader of the X-Men.
And she's just as conniving as Dr. Doom is. Yes. No doubt. And she's smart. Makes money, anything. But, you know, we've kind of been on the Marvel characters a little long here. But
okay, let's jump ship on over to the DC side. Yeah. Let's start off with one of the main DC women that have been around for a while.
Donna Troy?
Donna Troy came from her.
Princess Diana.
I knew you was going to go. I was like, I would save her for the end.
And bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman. Yes. Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was, you know, she was an invention of a guy. This is just a little history lesson. The guy who invented the
lie detector.
Yep. Yeah.
Harvard grad.
Excuse me. He was a known psychologist, doctor.
He was a freak.
He was a freak, too.
I'm sure he was. No doubt about that.
He was tied up with the lasso.
Stuff like that. And then, you know, she was another one. And then especially when Linda Carter came out. Oh, my God. She was so sexy. And strong.
And speaking of strong and Wonder Woman, I mean, they definitely, that's somebody who they, I think, throughout the years, you know, took their character to the next level when she started killing people.
Yes.
Had to be done.
She's an Amazon.
And she's a war. And you know what I thought? She killed Alexander Luthor, right? Because the dude was killing people, right? Was that correct? Am I correct in saying that? Who did she kill?
Like Max Lord.
Maxwell Lord. That's it.
Whatever. Same difference. Who cares? But anyway, she killed the dude. And then I thought that was so funny. She was like, you know, this needed to be done, this, that, or the other. And then out of all people, Batman was questioning somebody's morals.
Batman never killed anybody.
Oh, but he'll torture anybody.
Yeah, he can do that.
Oh, torture.
Scare anybody, you know, but he doesn't kill anybody.
You know, give him, you know, permanent, you know.
He just doesn't cross that line. Damage,
but he don't cross that line, so he's Mr. Morality now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd want my kids being taught by him.
The thing about it was, she used her lasso on Maxwell Lord.
Uh-huh.
And she said, what is it going to take for me to stop you? Now, this is the lasso of truth. He didn't have no way out of it. He had to tell the truth. Yep. So what he said was, you're going to have to kill me.
Maybe she has a little bit more cojones than Bruce does. That's what I think.
That's probably what broke up the relationship. He found out she had a fucking airy ball sack.
Yeah. And
what
you know
the
what?
Fuck is... Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's fine. Good. He can stay with whoever he wants to. I love you, Princess Diana.
Yeah.
God bless you. I'm glad somebody in there had a few cojones to kill somebody.
And Linda Carter still doing it.
Still. As all fine as all.
I don't really like the Wonder Woman character, but she is sexy.
Yeah, she is sexy.
Because when they had when they were talking about the making the Wonder Woman movie for DC, I think they were trying to get Linda Carter to do a cameo appearance in there.
Mm-hmm.
To run through it right quick. But she, who else we got for the DC? Supergirl, Batgirl. Yeah.
The only thing about Supergirl that I can't stand is there's like 50,000 of them.
50,000 Supergirl?
Yeah,
well, that's the same thing with
and Batgirls too.
Yeah. Well.
Well, besides the first one. Only fucking Batgirl I love because she's fucking hardcore was Cassandra Cain.
Who was she?
She was the mute.
She was the mute, and she had been killing him since she was like, what, 6 or 7 years old?
I like
she was trained by an assassin, and he didn't talk to her at all. He just told her how to train to learn body language. And she's a big time, you know, martial arts. She was killing fucking before they even had a chance to fucking move. She was there about to
fucking people up.
She even made Batman bleed.
Yep.
Because he said, I know you've been holding back. I want to see how good you are. And he hit her one time, and he stepped back, and that bitch started coughing up blood. Batman started coughing up blood. And he was like, oh, shit. He was like, I didn't even realize you hit me.
And then she went and she beat the deadliest fighter of the world, Lady Shiva.
Lady Shiva.
Who is she?
She's supposed to be the top martial artist in the DC universe.
And assassin.
Man, she ain't better than Deathstroke. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
The top female martial artist.
Oh, okay. Well, she can. Oh, okay. Well, let's clarify that.
I'm not sure anybody.
Female martial artist slash assassin. Yeah.
I'm not sure anybody can top Deathstroke.
As an assassin. Yeah.
I like Power Girl. That's what I like.
Well, actually, Power Girl is another version of Supergirl.
That's what I've heard.
That's what they established.
But she's a little bit older and a little bit more, you know,
been around
developed
for a while.
And
more developed.
More developed. And boy, have you ever seen that Adam Hughes cover of her laying down while she's flying in space? Oh, yeah. Boy, it's okay.
It's wanting
and wanting. Boy, she's definitely strong female character. She was in JSA, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
She became the chairperson of JSA.
Once again, evolution, you know, strong character. And I don't think she's... But one thing about DC's characters, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, is they haven't been very sexually promiscuous, have they?
It depends. Donna Troy married while she was a teenager, like 18. She had just turned like 18, so it was a...
Who did she marry?
Like some kid, some guy named Terry. Back in the day, back in when George Perez and was on Teen Titans, him and Chuck Dixon, I think. Or maybe not Dixon.
But she supposedly Donna Troy always had a on and off again thing with Arsenal, aka Red Arrow.
Red Arrow.
Speedy started off as Speedy.
Green Lantern. Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern. She's had an off and on with him.
Yeah, she was with Kyle.
Matter of fact, deceased Jade, the daughter of the original Green Lantern, Alan Scott. She was also a last girlfriend for
Kyle Rayner.
Well, he was her last boyfriend before she died.
You know, one thing I do give DC a little bit of credit for with the evolution of, you know, women characters as we're talking about is, you know, they did try to make an all-woman team, you know, with Birds of Prey. They tried.
Yeah, in my opinion, DC puts out more mainstay women comics. Mm-hmm. Than Marvel does with their female characters. I mean, Batgirl, Supergirl, Birds of Prey, Zatanna.
Zatanna? What?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't think she's a strong enough character to carry
strong
a whole
enough
book.
Character? Whoa. Who's going to be next? Siegfried and Roy? You know, David Copperfield's kind of cool, but, you know, I don't think he needs his own comic book.
Exactly.
Chris
Zatanna,
Angel?
I don't know if Zatanna
I'll buy a Siegfried and Roy book if it's the one where that target's fucking. Now stand up on the bulls.
And this is when you hear, oh, he's killing me. Sorry about your damn luck, bro. You're messing around with a 2,000-pound killing machine.
That motherfucker went back to the den getting pounds and daps from all the other talkers. You did that shit. I ain't thinking you was going to do it, bro.
You know, but something about Birds of Prey just did not do it, man. I mean, even when they try to come out with that TV show.
It took.
Although they were all sexy.
They were sexy. Even what's her name? The little cripple girl. What's her name?
Crippy.
Yeah. Oh, sexy as one. Oracle. Especially when she got in the back outfit. Did you see it when she was able to walk for a little bit?
Oral.
That wasn't too long, but yeah. You know,
what'd you say, soothsayer?
Soothsayer, yeah. Oracle. What are they gonna call her now? Wheels? She's on a computer.
Wheels is the little kid from the Burger King. The Burger King kids, man.
And all I know is this, man. I mean, dude, Barbara, you tried real hard. You can't walk no more. Just give it up.
Birds of Prey took a while to catch on, and it didn't until Ed Benitez started drawing it.
Yeah.
And he started putting a lot of sex appeal into the characters, because before. What, they had a Black Canary and...
Huntress.
Well, Huntress didn't really come on until Ed Benitez started drawing it.
Right. I mean, I like the idea of Huntress being in there.
What's his name? Because you fucking me up with this guy.
Ed Benitez.
Is it Benes, Benz, Bynes, what?
Well, will you get a moment? Take it and look it up.
I'm going to fucking look it up. And you killing me with this guy's name.
And get the pronunciation down for us. But Birds of Prey... First, they had Black Canary was just the operative for Oracle.
Of course, because she ain't going to do nothing but just...
scream at everybody.
Yeah.
Although I liked what she did in Justice League Crisis on Two Earths when she told them, I got a secret for you. And scream right from the past.
Which was what?
In the new Justice League.
The animated movie?
Yeah.
Crisis on Two Earths. Somebody was fighting and she was just like this. Just she's got like, right near the guy's ear and said, she's like, I got a secret. Just fucking screamed.
Who did?
The Black Canary.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, shoot, some of the other ones.
Yeah, but she hooked up with Green Arrow. Oh.
Yeah, that shit didn't last.
Oh, I love the Hunter Green Arrow, though.
Like the Hunter Green Arrow, yeah.
That didn't last. But actually, Black Canary was, the Hunter Green Arrow, the Longbow Hunters, she was one of the few, I don't think any other character in DC. She was actually raped by a gang, and that's when Green Arrow went into the Longbow Hunters, and that's when he first started killing guys.
Yep.
Good for him.
He actually started putting arrows through him.
I'm actually starting to like Green Arrow more.
He started putting points on shit, and he started taking people out.
I'd say one of the strongest female characters I always liked.
Because that was around the same time, I'm sorry to get into it, but that was around the same time that Speedy started getting his drug addiction.
And she was there for Speedy as well. She's one of the characters that helped him through, especially when Green Arrow kicked him to the side, found out he was a drug addict, kicked him to the side. Black Canary stepped up and took him in and helped him kick his habit.
Wonder what else she helped him with.
Hey!
His longbow?
Short bow, whatever
it
is.
Hulk Girl.
There you go.
Hulk Girl, yeah. I mean, any chick that flies around and hits people with maces.
I didn't like it when they tried to... They try to define her too much as Hawkman's mate.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I did like that aspect of the new Hawkgirl. She was like, no, I'm not following that fate.
Exactly. They kept saying the whole reincarnation thing. They're destined to be together. And it just made her seem like she was just the pair for Hawkman. And when the new when she was finally reincarnated,
said the pair.
And when she came around this last time, she's. Actually said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not here just for you. I'm here for money.
Matter of fact, she was one of the sexual ones that was out there. She was sexually active about it.
She slept with Red Arrow.
Why?
And Hawkman did not like that shit.
She slept with a lot of people.
He did not like that shit.
That shit was funny. He said, pretty bird. That was all it took.
Hawkman, I need to talk to you. What's up, Batman? Just look at this video here. What the fuck?
Told you. Shut up!
I'm going to tell you who I've liked as of recent now. You know, and this goes in coordinates with the Blackest Night. Was when when Aquaman's old lady went off and became
Mira. Ooh, yeah.
That was some good shit right
that
there.
That is a hell of an evolution right there.
Yes.
Because Mira, she really was one of the only supporting characters that Aquaman had. And
Queen that stayed by his side that didn't really do anything.
Barely knew her.
And who would have
barely knew her?
She was angry as fuck on the inside.
And came out with the damn Triton to fuck shit up.
Yeah, because I heard she was like, I don't know, kind of mad at Aquaman for something. I was reading something about her. And I mean, she was mad at Aquaman for like basically not saving her world or doing something. I can't remember exactly what.
Or something.
Their son they had.
Oh, yeah. And he wasn't in. She, like, held the shit against her. Like, shit was his fault. Boy, woman scorned. Boy, I'm here to tell you.
Shit, she ain't happy. Fucking Tempest ain't happy that he fucking. I was like, hey, man.
I mean, and she went. Oh, man. She looks damn sexy as a Red Lantern.
She does. She damn sure do.
You know, also, I'm just going to have to throw this one out here.
Just throw one out.
Starfire.
Yes.
Oh, nice. But she's stupid to me, though.
Mm.
I mean, I ain't saying I want to sit down and have an intellectual conversation with her.
I don't think she's evolved much.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. She's got to
think
insane.
They're trying.
You know? And I like the fact that they're actually trying because she's
trying now.
Because what is she? All she knew? She came here, she didn't know anything, and all she knew was the Teen Titans.
Yeah.
So all of her experiences revolved around them. So now, then she started to branch out. She joined the Outsiders.
That's not even. She joined the Outsiders for a brief moment of time.
But she was on them.
She went back to the Teen Titans, and even now with her joining the Justice League, most of the Justice League for this new team are Teen Titans members who stepped up.
But before they go to that, but I like the fact that before they get to that is that she also. They tried to progress her. Like she went into space. They were progressing her and Animal Man at the same time.
During 52.
And even after 52, her and Animal Man keep having these damn adventures.
So during 52, she stepped up. She did step out and step on her own.
Adam Strange.
I'll tell you another Teen Titan character that, you know, some people don't know about, you know, whatever. But, I mean, she threw the biggest loop around in Teen Titans was Tara.
Yep.
She was the mole of
Deathstroke.
And she was smoking cigarettes, messing with animals.
Deathstroke is a pedophile. Boy. That bitch was 16. He knew what he was doing.
No, I think he just wanted to mess with people up. I think they said in her background, like she was some.
She was unstable.
Like, yeah, she was like some crazy kid or whatever like that. And she totally put a loop on all the Teen Titans. Way to go there, Robin.
She was related to Geo-Force. Yep. Who's from the Outsiders? He's the Prince of Markovia.
The only guy to actually what did he do to Deathstroke?
He the only guy to actually stab Deathstroke with his own sword.
With his own sword, I got that issue.
But man, he had slipped.
He had to stab himself to do it.
Oh, so he had to impale himself
to do it though. But
it's a Vader moment. But hey,
you know, I mean, if you say so.
Hey, even Green Arrow got him in the eye.
She took a fucking lot. That went out consequence.
And that shit was awesome.
Seven guys holding him back. And here's my point, though. This is how stupid Ollie is. You stabbed him in his bad eye. Want to stab him in his good
personal.
Eye?
Yeah. I guess it's almost like he had to go for what was personal, and he knew that's almost like knowing Deathstroke's impotent. Fucking saying something like
hey, bitch.
Now that's pretty good for a guy with a dead dick. It's like, you know, going there. He like got personal.
Wouldn't it have made more sense to go for the good eye?
It would have made more sense.
Yeah, to try and blind him.
Maybe he didn't see it coming.
I bet you Wonder Woman could have done it.
You know what? DC just didn't want to lose the bread off of Deathstroke.
But Tara, the original Tara,
yes,
she was
nasty.
I liked the character, the original Tara, but now they're dropping out all these other two. This is Tara. This is not Tara.
Yeah,
now they're fucking confusing the shit out of me.
They're trying to go back and remake her, and it's just not working.
Trying to make a quick buck.
And I mean, she came out. She did.
Blackest
what she
Night.
To do. She was the, you know, the betrayer for the Titans. She
loved it.
She technically made all of the Teen Titans grow up.
And she hated them, too.
She made them deal with betrayal. And they always had that family aspect, and they always were able to trust everybody. And she brought them into the real world to show them, like, you know, everybody's not so trusting. Mm. And it made them grow up. But now what they're trying to do with Tara now, these other Terras that are coming out are, it's not working.
Speaking of evil and the DC universe, talk about some of their bad characters. Well, you know, their quote-unquote bad characters. I guess you could say the evolution of Catwoman. You got Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy. Yes.
Harley Quinn. And I liked Harley Quinn because she started out from the Batman animated series.
Yeah.
Yep.
She started out, and, you know, now she made it into the comics and she's moving on.
I liked it when they made Poison Ivy more like a, and it makes more sense when they did this. This is one of the good things DC did was they made her more of an ecological terrorist, to say the least.
It makes sense for her, though.
It does. Because I think Ra's al Ghul started off as an ecological terrorist.
You know, I like Ra's al Ghul. He's my favorite villain.
He wanted to rid the world of people.
I want to rid the world of people.
So the Earth could grow.
What the hell?
But it took them a long time. a long time for them to get Poison Ivy to that point, and it made perfect sense. And you just thought, you know, they should have did that shit a long time ago.
Man. I agree 100%, man.
But and Catwoman,
the bat dig just got to her.
To me, Catwoman's always Batman's supporting character. She's always Batman's fleeing.
I liked it in the 90s or the early 2000s when they gave her the all purple. I mean, when she was all purple.
With the black hair
and coming out. And
with the whip.
Oh, yes.
And come to think about it, she was the first one to beat the shit out of Prometheus.
Yeah.
Love that.
She is ass. Yeah, you're right about
that. He took out the whole Justice League.
She cracked a whip on his nutsack.
Damn. Yeah. He said, what if he could think faster than the speed of sound?
Fuck.
Once again, you're seeing some guy who took down one of, arguably, the DC's most powerful group, and she took him down with a crack of one whip. Dude, that's pretty badass to me.
What do you guys know about fire and ice?
I know, man. I talk about supporting characters.
I know, right?
I just don't think anybody's done with them, anything with them, have they? They've never been really a major character, have they?
Ice has always been, to me, she's always been tied to
fire. Gardner. Yeah, and fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she was always a love interest for Guy Gardner.
Madwick, what do you think about all these female characters in the Blackest Night with, like, the Sinestro Corps and...
Well,
Crib.
Crib, well... that's
crazy-ass Crib.
Right that there, is but barely a who female. I do like, as far as when you get into the whole Blackest Night things, or basically the Lanterns in general, I like Bleez, who's a Red Lantern. Now, they came out with I think it was a 3-issue limited series... when they were just doing a couple of origins of the people from Blackest Night. Mm-hmm. Not Blackest Night, but just from the different Tales, Lantern groups.
Yeah,
Tales of the Lantern. And she started off from, like, this angel, like, on this little angelic planet that was all good and everything, and she was beautiful. And then a Sinestro Corps member, they really didn't get details to his name. He came there, he killed, like, her entire family, he ripped her wings off. And he was about to rape her. Then all of a sudden, a red ring came to her because that's how fucking mad she was. And she just destroyed his ass. She's been a Red Lantern ever since.
Hmm. Who's the Yellow Lantern Corps member? She's got like half a face. And she's raised by
Carousel.
Wow, I thought she was kind of a neat character to put in the Sinestro
Corps. Fucked up character right there. And I love it.
I mean, she was like raised by animals, so that animal instinct, having her face is not even there, her teeth are showing to make herself more like them. I mean, exactly. She was just a cool character to put in there. That was a great job, by the way, Jeff Johns.
Yes, sir.
Very good job.
Shoot, Jeff Johns did crank out a good one with them. Because, I mean, not just on the Yellow Lanterns, I mean, some of the Green Lanterns, and just like you mentioned, Mera. From the Red Lanterns as well.
What about the Green Lantern chicks?
Zoranik Natu. I like her evolution.
She was, when they restarted the Green Lantern Corps, she was one of the ones that came out.
Zoranik she was the Natu. Typical, what planet is they from? Yeah, her and I.
Oh?
No. Sinestro.
Quar?
Huh?
Quard?
That's where
she basically their people do not like the Green Lantern Corps at all because of what Sinestro did, and so when she became a Green Lantern, all she was worried about was being a doctor, and they hated her for it, so they fired her. Yeah. They're like, get the hell out of here. You cannot practice. And they went to the streets, started practicing medicine in the streets, saving people.
She said, as long as this ring helped me to help people, then
I'm gonna help people.
And then she even. She even rejected the call when the Guardians called her to Ola. She was like, no, I'm helping people on my home planet. And at first, she didn't want
to she did not want the ring at first. And then she found Korrigar. That's where they're from.
Yep.
And then she finally became a Green Lantern. And then Sinestro shows up on the front doorstep and
saying that I'm your daddy.
Kicked in and did Vader, pulled Vader on her ass. I'm your daddy. And then he like made it like, oh, the people are gonna worship you. And then he fucking made it look like she had banished him. And they all started like, oh yeah, we love you.
Wow.
So that part I didn't like.
No.
Vader be Sinestro's.
But she's fighting against that. Yeah. But another thing is also the fact that I don't know if it's rushed or anything, but it's like her and Kyle Rayner are now starting to be an item. And yeah. I think they were throwing that out there just because that new law that they had threw out there for the Green Lantern. Yeah,
that none of the Lanterns are supposed to have any relationship, any attachments.
Whatever. You know that don't ever work.
But she's hot. Yeah.
She was the Star Sapphire. That's the whole core of
them. Yeah, they're all women.
Yeah.
What's her name? Women.
Carol Ferris. Yeah.
Ferris.
And they're all women?
Yep. Every last one of them. Yes.
That might be the most
dangerous.
That might be the most dangerous group.
Sign me up, please.
All women.
Exactly.
Well, I was going to say this. You know, one other character I wish they would evolve, you know, and the only reason my interest were peaked was because they put her on the JLA was Vixen.
Yeah, that's a badass woman.
They've been trying.
They kind of have. Remember she came up that four-issue limited series when she went to Africa?
Yeah.
I remember that, but I mean, like I said, that was like a plug, I think. They have, in my opinion, they haven't really given her a push.
I think they've actually, ever since she's been on the Justice League, they've been pushing her from what
took down Amazo.
Yeah.
Yep.
She was the only one. He beat the entire Justice League, and she took down.
What does everybody like sign up get to beat the Justice League now or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Some dude named Prometheus.
That's the new.
And it was interesting because her powers evolved from she went from just absorbing powers from animals to absorbing the powers from her teammates.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And she doesn't need that talisman anymore.
No.
She doesn't need the talisman.
And I'm gonna tell you another one that I actually like reading about a little bit because of where she comes from and how she does is. Big Barda.
Yes.
Nice. I just still can't figure out why she's running around with Mr. Miracle, but hey, she's one bad Mamma Jamma too.
She sure is.
I liked her. She's from Apocalypse.
You know,
and she's fine. I like big women. I'm gonna say
the ones I don't think they gave enough credit to, that they didn't build up enough before trying to kill off half of them was Hawk and Dove. You introduce a new female Hawk and Dove, and then all of a sudden you kill off the Hawk before you even get a feel for what they were all about.
They kind of hinted at it before when Cyborg tried to start his own Teen Titans in that one issue.
I'm talking about before that though. Before that, when they first introduced him, and they fought him against that one guy. They helped the Teen Titans. It was drawn by
Rob
Liefeld.
That's probably why they killed them all. good for them.
It's like they didn't get enough push before Hawk got fucked up.
Hey. Big Barda came on when Big Barda. This is when Big Barda came on my radar.
Yes,
it was the second story arc of Superman Batman drawn by Michael Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to find out. Supergirl had been taken by Darkseid, and they were trying to find a way. And Batman and Superman had to go find Mr. Miracle. And Mr. Miracle went home, and sexy-ass Big Barda came out of the damn shower.
Mm-mm.
Good for her.
I said, hot damn, hot damn.
I'm going to tell you, when she came on my radar, Justice League issue, Batman sent him on a mission with a Plastic Man to find a white Martian who went missing, who was disguising himself as Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
He was in and they went to Montenegro or something like that.
And
she came down, and they were supposed to be incognito in suits and jackets and shit. Everybody was in there, and Orion is wearing his fucking suit that had fucking arms that were coming down that far down his arm. She came down in his red fucking dress. She's like, and they're like, wow. And she was like, thanks for sending it up, guys. And they're like, oh, we didn't send up no dress. She turned around and looked down the side. Plastic Man's fucking Plastic yellow strip Man. Was going down. The motherfucker was a dress. She was choking the shit out of him.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
That is great, man. That is freaking great.
Yeah.
That's something I'd want to buy. That's awesome.
That was Plastic Man.
But yeah, once again, leaving a strong-willed character coming from us.
Apocalypse, yeah.
I like that. I'm glad that, I thought it was kind of good that they made Desaad kind of that's the guy that came from New Genesis, right?
Yeah.
Or no, Darkseid's
what's his name?
Orion.
Kalibak.
Yeah, Kalibak came from actually, and he's the other
High Father. Yeah.
Yeah, and like Orion, who seems pretty normal looking, and Big Barda came from Apocalypse, and they were the cast outs. Like, y'all get the hell out of here.
All right.
Y'all ain't ugly enough. y'all messing up the status quo. Y'all messing up the status quo. Kind of like that one chick on the Munsters. Everybody else
is ugly and a freak, and she's like
normal looking, and they're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. We'll still consider you part of the family. You look terrible. But, and not to shift gears, but I just thought of this. How about some female characters from other comics besides
like Witchblade?
Sarah.
Yeah. Fathom.
Fathom. Give a moment of silence for my boy Mike Turner. Oh, God rest his soul.
He went to Aspen. Yeah.
He went. He started Aspen. He kicked out Fathom. He kicked out Soulfire.
Soulfire.
He kicked out Iron and the Maiden. And I mean,
every one of them female characters that he drew so well.
So
even
well.
Keanu came from the Fathom line.
Good call. You know, it was all strong type women, dude. I mean, put in bad situations and reacted just like a man.
Yep.
You know, and even what about that one that came out when cross gen? Sojourn, was that her name?
Sojourn, yep.
She was pretty badass.
I just thought about what's her name from The Wildcat. Zealot.
Zealot, good call. Mm-hmm.
Strong female warrior.
Yeah,
and of course, you know.
And Grifter was all trying to get on that, and she said, no, bitch.
Oh, wow. I don't know about what you're saying there.
I was going to say, even speaking of other universes and stuff, going to Authority, Jenny Sparks, the Engineer, Swift. I take it out. Everybody got quiet. I'm all
in don't read it, but yeah, it sounds like interesting characters. I'm going to look that shit up on Wikipedia.
They're bad as hell. There's just so many when it gets in the whole comic book universe anyway. I mean, there's so many amazing ladies out there.
Recently with the Luna Brothers, most of the books that they're kicking out are based off of strong female characters. Yeah. Their first series, Ultra, was based off of the three female superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Girls was mostly about they were the alien girls. But now the Sword, based off a strong character, she's out to get revenge on the three guys who slaughtered her family.
Oh, and I'm just going to throw this out here. Why the Last Man? That was proven to be
Agent 535 or whatever it was.
Something like, yes, she was a kick. That whole book was about every last man on the earth dying from a disease except for one kid. And that was a planet run by women. That was a fucking great story.
And he was one guy?
He was one guy.
Oh, hell yes. Sign me up for that.
It's not what you think.
Unfortunately.
He was trying to make it halfway around halfway around the world for one chick.
One chick? What?
and the sad part was, the day everybody died, she was breaking up with his ass on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, let me just tell you this, bro. If he would have hung out with a direct edition, we would have took him to the Gold Club, and he'd have been all right. It might have not been what he wanted, but it would have damn sure been what he needed. I'm here to tell you.
That was a great story.
And one of the comic book full of ladies who I loved, Kabuki in The Mask.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I love that series.
You get into Kabuki, you can go into She.
Yeah.
She.
Yeah.
So
really
much.
Lady Death.
Well, yeah. Even some of the villains we forgot to mention, like Lady Deathstrike. Now that y'all said that part of Lady Deathstrike.
You're right.
About her.
Well, shoot, Purgatory.
Yeah. Ooh.
Good old Purgatory.
Daredevil chick that's crazy.
Typhoid Mary. Vagina Mary.
Yeah.
I don't know. STD City.
Oh,
Casey. You like this one? Hella.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. When Sif. Sif, the hell with all that. I want Sif. Man, she cut her hair off of Thor.
Wow.
And then, because it was gold at first, and then it got turned black to save Thor, I believe.
Huh.
I believe. And she is, and anytime Ragnarok's coming, guess who's right there by Thor's side? Your girl Sif. Well, I love her. And then when he dumped her a couple times, she finally says, you know what? You know, Thor, that's all good. I think I'm going to go with Beta Ray Bill out in space. Oh, bam. Wow. See you later.
Whoa.
get that horse dick.
That shit.
Yeah. Wasting my time. Yeah, that's why she came back on her.
The Enchantress.
Oh, Enchantress. Oh, but see, I don't like her because she kept doing my boy Scourge wrong.
She kept doing, I'm sorry.
My boy Scourge was trying to get it. She's like, go kill Thor. Okay. You know, go do this. All right. Go do this. Okay.
Yeah, that's your boy Scourge's fault.
Yeah, after a while, yes, it was. After a while. But after he died, after he died the first time, she actually cried.
Oh, there you go.
That's so sweet.
No, I mean, well, you know, she probably didn't have the man doing the work for her. But, you know, and even looking at a couple other spectrums, look at, you know, Chitara.
Oh. Yeah. There you go. Nice.
Oh. And, you know, just speaking of her, you know, the G.I. Joe characters.
Oh, Lady J.
Scarlet. Cover Girl.
Cover Girl. That's who I like. Cover Girl was my girl.
Who had the harpoons? Lady J?
Yeah, it was Lady J.
She had spear, man.
Spear.
Hey, she is stupid.
She was all, man, whatever.
I'm not
dude.
A fan of women with short haircut, but Lady
J. No, I got it all.
Flint was scared of the pussy.
Yeah.
And Flint was scared of that pussy. Yeah. He was a little ashamed of it at first.
I think he was a little scared, to say the least.
And one badass in G.I. Joe, and she made it so fucking simple to get on the G.I. Joe base. It's like she had a fucking underground railroad with Baroness.
The Baroness.
She's always walking every damn time. Laughing on that wig and putting back on those glasses.
And
like,
started laughing.
If I was fucking General Hawk, I'd say, I'd have to have a fucking meeting. How about, look, this is the 12th fucking time.
Bitch has been on this
Somebody, better yet, there's a group of you motherfuckers not doing your job. She's getting in here like it ain't shit.
You, standing by the door. Yeah, you, green shirt. I mean, you.
Walking up in this bitch is like the gates to open a Walt Disney. It's like, ain't shit.
Letting everybody in. Selling tickets.
Destro's walking around like, why the hell do I have a fucking STD? Well, you wanted the plan. Instead of fucking G.I. Joe base, did you not?
Yeah. Break a couple motherfuckers
off. Yeah, good point, Mad Wish.
What was your girl's name from Cobra Law?
Oh, Pythona.
That was a badass girl, too.
I liked her, too, boy. Everybody she got Cobra in there, too. Was. She scraped across the electric fence and said, hey, don't worry about this, guys.
It wasn't shit.
Yes, that was not anything. And if you want to go the He-Man route, of course Tila,
yeah. She was strong.
And of course, Evil Lyn.
Especially when they came out with the new anime.
The Sorceress,
she was bad as hell.
The Sorceress, yeah, all that sorceress.
Feathers and all.
Yeah, yes. That man at arms is a lucky son of a gun, dude. Lucky son of a bitch.
Man at arms,
AKA Dick Duncan Duncan.
Dick Duncan. And I'm gonna tell you one more spectrum because I know we got to wrap it up here pretty soon. But you know what I really liked in entertainment or sports entertainment, if you want to call it, is the evolution of female wrestlers.
There you go.
Yes.
You know, I mean, these women are so athletic. Lita, Trish Stratus. I mean, Beth Phoenix,
Victoria.
We go on and on. I mean, dude. Once again, I like the point where you see women who are strong female, strong characters who are not just the sideshow or the valet or the mom or the wife. You know, beside
you must have loved China movie. Back in the day.
China was the shit. Yeah. Have both of them Playboy issues.
I think China would have made a good She-Hulk.
Yes, she would. I thought she was going to make a great Wonder Woman.
I don't know about Wonder
Woman. She got all the enhancements done, and then she had the plastic surgery on her face. But okay, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
When she snapped out, now I don't know about the China now.
No, she's fucking dumb
as hell now.
No.
But that was one thing, as far as one thing to wrap it all in together and stuff. Because, for all the ladies, listeners out there, don't take this the wrong way. I'm just, this is not how I see it. But a big time, this is, a man's world, and they got to work twice as hard to get some of their things and stuff. So, when they do have their own comic, when they are, a championship wrestler or whatever they're doing, that means they work their ass off to get there.
Yeah.
Stuff. So, hey, we're tipping our hat off to all the ladies out there.
Yeah,
all of
them. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Gina Carano, you can kick my ass anytime.
Because let's just say the evolution of the females in comic books, they went from back in the day when they first started to, oh my God, somebody save me.
sitting in the background to finally to kicking their stress. Look, I'm just gonna throw this out here. The new Final Fantasy game, the main character is a female character.
Yep, that's right. Yep. They came from the damsel in distress to
run this shit. I'm gonna kick your ass now, bitch. I'm not calling a man to help me out.
We can run the shit, we can fly the plane, and we can lead a team. God bless them. I love them all.
Shit, one of them can say she pissed standing up.
What? Where is this coming from? Cut, edit, cut.
And on that note, and that's how we do at the Direct Edition.
Females do not
call these people stupid enough to listen to this bullshit.
And that's how we do at the Direct Edition, and we out.